Welcome back to the Reality Serve podcast. We're your hosts, Christina and Abby. And today we have actually, I think it'll probably be a pretty quick episode for you. There was not claim to fame this week because of the DNC. So they like I think we said last week, or even if we didn't, they have a 2-hour finale next week instead. So we're just here to talk about the Bachelorette and the challenge. So getting started here, we had hometowns for the Bachelorette. What did you think about hometowns? Which hometown did you like the best this week?
I think I really liked Devin and Jonathan's. I love their families and how they were both like, you can't hold back. You got to go all in and take a risk. And so Devin was going to be my favorite, but then Jonathan's family was kind of the same. So yeah, those were my two favorites.
Yeah,
Marcus is a freaking mess.
I mean, he didn't even have any family there.
No, but he doesn't know what he wants, which really surprised me because I don't know why, but I've got the feeling from like the beginning, like this man was like ready to do the thing. And it's like the past couple of weeks, it's like, nope. But can I just tell you something and you will appreciate this?
Okay.
I was not a huge fan of Jen.
Oh.
And even like the first half, like she was cute. Listen, she did some cute stuff. She was very open, but no, I wasn't just like, yay. And even the first couple weeks, which I started to like her, actually probably a little bit more every episode. And then I adored her this episode. I am so glad she got rid of Sam. I don't think I've ever seen a bachelorette as self-aware as she is, at least not in a while.
Yeah, as you know, I really like Jen. But yeah, I thought that this was a great episode for her too. And I agree. I think that the Sam thing was holding her back a little bit, or as much as like I can see like the likability factor in that regard, I guess.
Yeah,
Because
so it's like she's
especially like that
so.
one-on-one, like when she kept him, if she would have got rid of him there, I bet she would have gained a ton of likability points with a lot of people.
Yeah, I think she held on to him a little bit too long. And,
Well, she should have gotten rid of him at the one-on-one.
well, yeah, the high one, right? When the
Yeah.
heights one, yeah, that's when she, yeah, that should have been it.
It wasn't, yes.
But she's funny. Like how she like banters with these guys and stuff. Her and Jeremy are fucking funny together.
Yeah, so I accidentally listened to Jeremy on, I think, Bachelor Happy Hour. Maybe it was Almost Famous. I can't remember. But when I say accidentally, like I was in my car and a podcast stopped, and then just it was the next thing that played, and I just let it play. And I love Jeremy now. Like we did not see enough of him or their relationship, or like I don't know. And the thing is that Jen
We
at one
didn't see anything till the one-on-one in this one, and I thought he was so funny. He almost reminded me like a Benedict in a way.
So one thing that's interesting, yeah, maybe. But one thing that both of them said separately was Jen was like, I wasn't worried, or like I knew I wanted him to be my last one-on-one because I was like so confident in the relationship. And I was like, oh, she's just in my head thinking like, oh, she's just saying that because like she took him to hometowns and whatever, you know? But then he said the same thing is he was like, yeah, I was never worried about the fact that I wasn't a guy. Like Austin was like so worried about not having the one-on-one or whatever. He was like, I was never worried about it because like if he would have not gotten that last one-on-one, he would have felt differently because then it's like he's taking her to meet his family potentially without even having a one-on-one date, which he didn't feel right about. But he didn't care that he was the last one at all. Because he was like so confident in their relationship, he like didn't feel like he like needed that validation week to week. So it's really interesting that both of them felt that connection, felt like they were like so strong. And I know that Jen did an interview too where she was asked like who's the funniest, and she said Jeremy, and we obviously haven't really seen that side of him. So I think that there's like this complete other side of Jeremy, and also a side of Jeremy that's like not just, and which also explains like the dick joke night one. Like, yeah, it's a bad joke, like whatever, you know, like it doesn't matter what he knew. He like talked about it, though, that like might not land well with the audience, but he didn't care about the audience perception of him. He just wanted to make Jen laugh night one so that they had like some kind of whatever, and he made her laugh. He did what he wanted to do, and he's like really self-aware, like really like very just emotionally intelligent, even in the in saying that like he didn't care that he got like group dates, as long as he was also getting like group date roses, which he was. So he's
Yeah.
like being validated from her in different ways, and he, I don't know, I just like I want to see Jeremy on Paradise.
I do too. I really do because I didn't like him the first episode, and then that one guy was in his car and he got all kind of mad about it, and I
He
did
didn't
not
really
like him
get
the
mad
first
though.
episode.
He gave over. He at
He gave
first.
it up, yeah, but I thought there was going to be a confrontation, and I'm sorry, there's a bad taste in my mouth from that joke, and I'm like, this guy's a tool. And I don't know, I wish we had seen more of him because between the one-on-one and this home date, like I got, like you just said, like I was like, I get that joke now because he's so freaking, I mean, he is funny to me. So I that is so funny that you said that because I'm watching him and I'm like, I really hope he gets to Paradise. So I knew he wasn't going to be Final Four, especially with that awful hometown, like the family. So I'm like, there's no way. So I'm like, I hope he's one of the ones on Paradise.
Yeah, I hope he is.
I love their little ongoing, is this where, did you take me here to kill me? Is this where you're going to finally kill me? Joke.
I like them together. I think that, I don't know, maybe outside the show, if they had met, they would be a couple that like
Yeah.
fits in the real world. He seems like a really genuine guy.
Well, and all this praise for Jeremy, but he was my LVP.
No, he was fine too.
I was thinking about maybe doing Marcus because he was like so unsure, but I mean, I don't know. I don't really like the I like their date, their hometown date. I didn't like the families. Like I was just getting bad, but I'm like this is not happening. And then, of course, he went home. So,
Yeah, I think, and also I wonder if it was like maybe a little too late, like. We've seen Marcus get 2 one-on-one dates at this point. He's the only person who has got 2 one-on-one dates, but maybe if like Jeremy had had the 2 one-on-one dates instead of Marcus, they would be like further in it. And honestly, his mom's reaction probably would be, you know, like more of a big deal in the relationship if he was like one of the top guys. But
yeah.
I don't think he was the person that she was picking. I think he was the person that she really liked and knew that it wasn't, he wasn't the one.
Okay, let me ask you this. From any podcasts you've watched or do you know this? I'm curious. Does she know who the one is by this point? Do you think?
I don't know.
I'm always curious about this. When these people actually know, and I know
I'm
we've
sure
talked
so.
about it
I
before.
don't think she really, I don't think people usually really say until like after.
Yeah, they don't say till after, so I'm curious when she's gonna say she knew who the one was because we've heard people say it before, and
I think most of the times they know pretty early, but some every once in a while it's like a slower burn.
Yeah, so I'm curious. I'm gonna be curious when it's all over. Because I mean, at this point I'm like Marcus is the number one guy in the group.
Yeah, I mean, I
She's
think
like so
that she
into him.
really is into Marcus, but to pivot here a little bit to my MVP, I think Devin had the best hometown
Me
date.
too. He was mine too. He was my MVP. I thought he had the best hometown date. That was so cute. I cannot believe how much I like Devin. I literally like find him attractive now. When the first week I'm like, he's not, I don't think he's cute. Now I see his cuteness.
No.
I thought, me too. He was it that was my favorite. Jonathan was also really good. But yeah, that he was my MVP as well.
I really liked the little run thing that they did. I
Well,
like.
you know I did. I'm like, this is cute.
Yeah. Okay. So Thomas, not Thomas N, the other Thomas, claims. I saw like the tick a TikTok or whatever of him claiming that he told the guys that he was gonna go if he made it to hometowns, he was gonna go with his run club.
What, why am I blanking on this? Not Thomason. Who was the other Thomas?
There were two Thomases. I don't know how
I
to.
remember,
It's
but
like,
now now I can't picture the other one.
I don't know. You're gonna have to Google it, but
Okay.
yeah. So Thomas, the other Thomas that she like did not have a connection with, claimed that if he got to hometowns, that's what he was gonna do with her. But I don't
What
care.
did he say then?
I'll get to my MVP.
Yeah. Also, I thought what, you know what I thought was really cute? The four guys getting together and their friendship. That was super cute.
Yeah, usually that doesn't happen.
I know. So I'm really glad it did.
And I like that it's like a civil thing instead of like when they made the girls go together before, like during the fantasy suite week on like Peter season, so that Maddie would like freak the fuck out and like it was obvious that Victoria fucked him and
Oh God, what a disaster of a season that
So, yeah, I mean it's hilarious, especially in hindsight, seeing like everything that Maddie has become, and it's honestly comical in hindsight.
was never really a fan of hers at all, actually.
Yeah. Well, okay, so moving on, did you have any honorable mentions this week? I did not. Did you?
No, and if I did, it would have been Jonathan. He's so cute. If he doesn't win, I hope he's on Paradise. Actually, all four of them I hope are on, except if those allegations of Marcus are true.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really interesting that all of them would be like very Paradise eligible by the time Paradise films next.
Yeah, I like this final four.
Yeah, me too. I really like them a lot. Most of them, anyway. I mean, really all of them.
Yeah, I mean, if we didn't hear what we heard about Marcus,
And like
then
also like Devin kind of too. I mean, it's weird because I'm really liking Devin.
no, I'm telling you, I am too.
But like also like I know that he's like a conspiracy d like
That needs to be explained too. I need to hear more about this.
yeah, I don't know. Did you have any quotes this week?
Yeah, let me just go through. I just had a couple. I had Devin's, and when they were on the front porch, he was talking about how he's been scared. He goes, I don't fucking care anymore. I love you. And then I had, oh, I don't know who said this. I think it was John. It was either Jonathan's, I think it was Jonathan's sister's fiance, but they were sitting around the table and you know how all the normal questions you typically ask, she goes, so, or he goes, so, how'd you guys meet?
Oh, that's funny.
And then Jen, she said, I think this was about Jonathan. He ate a grape after he stomped on it with his feet. That's when I knew.
Yeah, it was John. Yeah.
And then Jeremy at the when they were all having beer, he goes, so which one of you is going home?
Oh, poor
Not
Jerry.
including, I know, not including himself, but it was funny at the time, you know, their little, you know, boy banner. So those were mine.
So I had three different ones than you. So I had
Okay.
two from Jen. So when she's with Devin's friends, she says, Do you guys call him Pete Davidson too, or is that just me?
Oh. Yeah, that was funny. Had we ever heard her say that before?
Yeah.
She has? Okay.
And then Jen says, love is a relay race, apparently.
Yeah, I thought that was funny too. And he was like, whoever she was with was like, in your case, it is. I think Devin.
I think
Yeah,
so, yeah.
because it was like, he was like, do you think love is a marathon or a sprint? She's like, it's a relay race. And he goes, yeah, in your case, it is.
Oh, that's so funny. And then I have one, Devin to his mom. I just thought it was really sweet. He said, you're my hero.
Yeah.
So those were all of my quotes.
His mom was my favorite out of all the family members.
Yeah, I know she's gonna be like the next like Mark Anderson, like Kelsey's dad.
Kelsey's dad, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I don't know what her marital status is, but if she's single, she needs to go on Mark's season of The Golden Bachelor. I'm just manifesting
Everyone's
that.
gonna love her, but she's not single.
Oh, she's not. Okay.
No, his stepdad was there
Oh,
too.
that's right.
He
That's right. That's
we
right.
didn't see him. He never like talked like he was never he never talked, but
She met
he was
him.
there. Yeah.
Any final thoughts about The Bachelorette?
So what's next week? You said there were two next week.
Yeah, so next week we have Fantasy Suites on Monday, and on Tuesday is the Men Tell All.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so we have that next week, and I don't know, I'm not a huge fan of the Men Tell All usually, you know me, but I
I know. I don't know why you,
looking forward
I
to,
always like it most of the time.
I don't know, I just feel like, okay, I liked re I real I don't know, I like reunions in general, but I feel like since like Paradise, it's like, which is like really since I've been watching, I guess, it's like they're, I don't like it that it's their like audition for Paradise.
Got it. Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. But on some Men Tell
Or
All
like
and Women
a
Tell All,
limited night one are like saying all this stuff and like into it. It's just go away.
sometimes they announce Paradise people on the woman, or is that at the after the rose? Maybe
Okay.
that's on.
And maybe they would do that because they are taking a break from Paradise right now. Like normally it would be airing like right after, in a couple weeks. So
Yeah.
they're taking a break from Paradise right now. So maybe it would be a good thing for them to be like, oh, but we're not this year, but next year you'll get to see. But then that person has to stay single.
When is
Like
Paradise
6 months.
supposed to air? When is it supposed
Oh.
to come back?
I guess it says 2025, so I guess maybe it could film in like February. I mean, theoretically, but normally it films in May and it airs in like September. Like it's their fall show.
Yeah, man, that sucks. But the past couple of seasons of Paradise haven't been that great, so maybe.
Well, that's why they're taking a break, but then they cast all the women that they cast on Joey's season, and people are like, we don't get to see these women again.
I know, because they've casted so well.
I know it's just really ironic that that's when they chose to take a break. But honestly, if people stay single who are still single now, like we have like potential, just throwing it out there. Caitlin Bristow, we have Zach. Maybe they'll officially form their relationship. We have Susie and Justin potentially breaking up. Pretty semi not official, all but officially breaking up. And so if they're both single, if they both went to Paradise, if they had like even like a Joe Kendall type, not the first time they were on Paradise, but the second when he was with Serena,
Yeah.
maybe one of them, will find someone. We have, I mean, there's so many people right now that are not together. Katie. Oh no, Katie Hurston's not. She is in a relationship now. But I mean, there's a
Well, now anything could ha change in 6 months.
Well, yeah, exactly. Exactly. But I'm just trying to, like
Yeah.
there are a lot of big names that, aren't in relationships, especially we have some of those like runner we have Blake Moynes, we have Rachel Re Recchia, like maybe they'll go back down again. They were there last time and they've been hanging out a lot lately. Maybe that's when they'll make their relationship official for the world for everybody to see and they'll finally get engaged or whatever. Like, who knows? I mean, they're currently saying they're not together, even though they attend like every event together. So,
Were they, once Jess kind of left Paradise, I forget, did Rachel and him have a short little thing? They
no,
were always just friends.
they were always just friends, but like
Okay.
they hang out. Like, it's very Susie Justin before Susie Justin became a couple vibes.
Don't know. I'm not hanging out with a guy all the time who's just a friend. Sorry. That's not my vibe.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, yeah. But they are, so.
For now.
Yes. Yes. So who knows what'll happen, but Paradise is coming back. And then I think we only have like a week break or something like that, or maybe 2 weeks or something, and then the Golden Bachelorette starts. Which will be exciting. I mean, the Golden Bachelor was great until they broke up and got married on live TV.
Whoops. Womp, womp, womp. As Kyler says, womp, womp, womp.
That's funny. Okay, so moving on to the challenge. I have a ton of awards, I guess, to give out this episode. So, I'll let you start. What are your thoughts? What did you think of having all of those eliminations? Eight eliminations. What did you think of this episode? Was it the best episode ever? Was it not the best episode ever because it had
Oh,
all
okay, listen, I have two things to tell you real fast because my husband just came out here and I gotta tell you what he said because you're gonna love this.
Okay.
He's never liked Amanda.
Okay.
Oh, he was mad at you now. No, he's never liked Amanda. After these first two episodes, he's like, I get it now. He was like so bummed she was leaving because she's just like, she like good
Good to be.
TV. Yeah. So I thought you would appreciate that.
Yes.
Amanda is one of Christina's all-time favorites, babe. So he's so
My
embarrassed.
girl.
He's like, yeah. So I did, no, I liked the episode. It was real good. I told you last week, my son and my husband are watching it this time. We haven't watched it together in, I don't know, since World of World II, probably. So it's been fun. I didn't mind it. I liked it. I
5 years
just,
because Polly and Theo keep re referring to their 5 year view.
yeah, I think we tried to start a couple other of the seasons and they just kind of fell off. But I didn't mind all those eliminations. It just sucked because there were a couple where people like Naya and Amanda, I love them both, but I wanted Amanda to stay because she's just causes so much good, real drama. You know, she's not fake. So that was like bittersweet because I love Naya too. And then there were others like Anissa and Katie, where it's like, I wanted Katie to, obviously stay so bad. I love her. And then, she was gone. So
Think it was better for Era One though for Anissa to stay?
you do?
I do because she's really socially connected with the other newer eras, whereas
You're
a lot
right.
of the other Era
Yes.
One people are not.
Yes. Yes, you're right. Yeah, but she's really connected with the people I hate from Era 3.
Yeah.
So I didn't like it.
But for the era, I think that it was a good thing. But man,
Yeah,
Katie,
you're right.
I was so impressed with Katie. I think there were a lot of people that thought that she was just gonna get that pole ripped out of her hand, and she fought for it. And I was really impressed. I actually gave her an MVP honorable mention.
Good. Yeah, I thought she did really good. And then I was happy about Tony's win. I wanted him to stay because we hadn't seen him for so long. So even though I do like Leroy, I wanted Tony in that one. I wanted Polly to win.
I wanted Polly to win, but I think it's like very obvious if you are on social media that Polly did not win, just because, I mean, like Olivia literally has Theo's name tattooed behind her ear currently.
Oh, and speaking of, I wanted, of course, Nerys to win.
Yeah, I wanted to Nerys to win too.
So there were a couple bummers, I love Kellyanne. I did want Kara to win, so I was happy about that, even though I love Kellyanne. And then who else? Oh, you know what? I've always loved Brandon, but I read a tweet from Alan, who, obviously knows everything, and he made a really good point. He goes, Brandon used to be known as this elimination beast, and he went in X amount of times. He's like, but they were against some of the weakest challengers ever. And since then, he's lost six elimination or four, I don't know how many eliminations, and hasn't made it past episode four in anything he's been in. And I was like, interesting facts.
Let's talk about the eliminations a little bit. We had four different eliminations: pole wrestle, hall brawl. Shoot. A pole wrestle, hall brawl,
The slam ball, the ball slam
balls
one
in, and
falls in.
take shelter. So I don't know what exactly, like I didn't look at all the eliminations, but I do have some eliminations that were like physical challenges written down from the Maniac Games when I was, so I looked at that a little bit, and I was thinking, because I was wondering, like, why did they pick Take Shelter? And I don't think that there really is, I don't know if there is any eliminations that are new eliminations that were repeated, so I think that they just picked one that was like, I guess, iconic.
Is that the one that Jay beat CT in? Okay.
Yeah, that's why they flashed to CT, and CT was like rolling his eyes, like, are you kidding me? Like, one of the biggest
Oh, I was just
of
listening
all
to him
time.
cheer for Kara, so I didn't see. I guess I didn't. I missed that because I thought it was so cute how he was going so hard for Kara. So.
I heard on maybe Bananas Podcast. I can't remember which podcast, because I've listened to a few of them, and but somebody said that see, like, Johnny was trying to help Kellyanne, and whenever he would try to say something, CT would yell something louder so that she, like, couldn't hear or whatever, to the point where, like, Johnny, like, turned to CT and was like, really, CT? Like, whatever.
Oh,
Yeah.
I love it. I wish they had shown that.
So, yeah. But what did you think about? Okay, I wish. I know that it was a different era that got it, but if it was different, who knows what could have happened? Maybe it could have been manifested. But I wish that they would have done, instead of, like, for upset or whatever, instead of Take Shelter, that Jay beat CT, I wish that they would have done Light Bright, which is the one, the puzzle one, where
Yes, that
Devin beat.
West.
No, Devin beat
Oh.
Bananas.
Oh.
Maybe that's the same one.
Well,
Maybe.
West and D did it. They were partners doing it, so I don't think so. The
Okay.
one where they have to push and the other person is
It was when
pushing
they were
back
like
out.
pushing the, no, it was when they had to, like, push the lights on, the right lights in the right pattern.
Okay, yeah, that's a season I must not have watched.
Yeah, it
They
was,
had a couple different light ones.
I think it was Total Madness. No, it wasn't, because Bananas didn't get eliminated.
I watched
It
Total Madness.
was the one after Total Madness. Double Agents? I don't know.
Yeah.
But it was Devin beat Bananas in that elimination.
I
And
just hate Take Shelter. I hate that elimination, so I didn't.
I would have loved for, if they were going to do an Era 4 one, for it to have been Light Bright. So that there was, like, a puzzle, so that Amanda would have had more of a chance. Because think about it, like Vanna wasn't beating Naya in Bull
Anything.
Wrestle or Hall Brawl, or like
No.
if anything, it would have been Take Shelter. That's the only chance
Yeah.
she had. But she got a point. My girl got a point.
She was my only quote because, like I said, there's just so many quotes and so much, and I'm watching it with my family, and they're, we're all talking because they're excited. But when I'll just go ahead and say it since it's my only one. But when Nerys and Michelle or Olivia were doing hall brawl, it cuts to Amanda's confessional, and her thumbs are down, and she's going boo because she wanted more of a.
A
I
headbanger.
need more of a fight. Yeah. She's so funny.
Yeah, right.
I
I mean,
know.
like she would have run head on to Naya, like
I know,
she would have
but
died.
I know, but she got, even after she got eliminated, she still got so much screen time. Like her and Polly, it was so cute after Carr won when her and Polly gave each other a high five. And I don't know. It was cute. I would have liked to have seen her and Carr's relationship more since it seems like they had put things to bed and she's good friends with Polly. I don't know. I just wish she had stayed.
I wish she had stayed too. And also, a little bit of from the Challenge Mania Patreon, Derek said that he was asked about Amanda and if they like interacted at all, and he said like at first he had said something to her about like, I don't know, like food or drinks or last call or I don't know, something, and she was like, I like don't talk to me, I hate you or something, and he was
Oh
like, and he like asked her why, and she was like, you talk shit about me, and he's like, you heard me talk shit about you or someone told you I talk shit about you, and she was just like, I don't know, like I hate you, bye, basically. And so he was just like, whatever, and so he like walked away from her, but that she was really good friends with Mark, and so obviously Derek is also very good friends with Mark, so there's like every once in a while that they'd be kind of like in the same room together, but they would kind of keep their distance a little bit. But it seems like Derek is like likes Amanda, like wants Amanda to like him, because first of all it's Derek and he wants everybody to like him, but second of all because I think he like recognizes that she's good TV, and when he is watching her I think he like genuinely likes her. And so the he said that he just kind of what?
I'm going to just piggyback on that and say, honestly, Christina, I think everyone feels that way about her. There is something about her. People look up to her. People, I mean, she's, I don't care if she's never won. I don't care if she's hasn't made up mind. She is one of the most iconic challengers of all time.
Yeah.
People either like they want to be her or they wish that they could be friends with her in some way. Like, and when I say they wish they could be her, like, I think a lot of people wish they could just not give a fuck what people think,
Yeah.
and just be who they are. And I find it very interesting, just like, okay, she's good friends with Polly, not with Carr. She's good friends with Devin. She hates Tori. Like, it's very interesting how she's really good friends with, I mean, but she's so real. I mean, I think a lot of people in the challenge world
They definitely
want
don't want to be on
Amanda's
her bad side.
approval,
Yeah.
want Amer Amanda's approval in some way, shape, or form. I believe that 110%.
So he said that when he kept his distance from her, and when they got into like the challenge, after they got done with their puzzle, they were like finishing around the same time, and he asked her like, do you want me to like push you in, like give you like a boost, like push your boat? And so he like helped her kind of propel a little bit of her momentum in the beginning. And that after the challenge, he was with Mark, and she went up to Mark and offered Mark M&Ms, and Mark had a few, and then she offered Derek M&Ms. He turned them down. And but then like after that, he says that it seemed like maybe She was starting to get a little more comfortable with him like being around and stuff.
Yeah.
And then he said that in the elimination with Naya, that when Naya stepped over the second line and it was like time for Amanda to book it, you know, and to get her point, that Derek was the one screaming at her, "Go, go, go." So
Oh.
yeah, interesting stuff. But I mean, they haven't like officially amended fences, but I'm sure he
Yeah.
wishes that she was there longer because they were seemed to be on their way to mending fences.
Yeah. That's cute.
Yes. So that's a little bit of tea I have from that. I did also give Derek an MVP honorable mention, because I think he like re took that pole wrestle back.
Seriously.
Lost to Nehemiah in pole wrestle on All Stars 3, and yeah, All Stars 3, and I don't know, I think he really needed that win, and he did it, and I think he did. I mean, Mark is way bigger than him, and
No, it's so impressive, man. He's so impressive. Okay, so you did your two honorable mentions, which I agree with, but let me ask you this. Was Kara your MVP?
I didn't give Kara any awards, actually.
Oh, she's my MVP.
She is your MVP? Yeah.
Yeah, I thought she was about to lose that.
I mean, it's not that I thought that she did bad. It's just that, okay, so I just thought that other people were more impressive. I mean, I almost feel like no matter what elimination they would have went into, Kara was expected to win. Kellyanne is a strong
Yeah.
competitor, but she's not beating her at pole wrestle. She's not beating her at hall brawl. She's not beating her at balls in. Maybe, but probably not. Like, I mean, Kara was, I mean, she was put in a bad position, and I don't know, but it was really, I was almost more impressed with Polly than I was with Kara. And I toyed with giving Polly an award, but I didn't give Polly an award. And because of that, I couldn't bring myself to
So
give
who
Kara.
was your MVP? Tony?
I had two, actually.
Who?
My MVPs were Amanda, because I know
Oh,
she
good.
lost her elimination, but she held her own, she got her point, and she also was the star of the episode, period.
Was. Yeah, she really was.
So I gave it to Amanda, and then also Theo, because that was one of the most dominant hall brawls ever, besides Tori tricking Jenny. Maybe.
God, he just
And the impact, I mean.
you know how boys are. My husband and some were like, whoa, oh, like the first hit. And I'm like,
So Polly got two concussions.
I saw that. I saw that. But
Yeah.
Polly is so good in his own right, though. Like, I don't know. God, he's good TV. He was meant for the challenge too.
Yeah, so for me, it was Theo and Amanda as MVP and Katie and Derek as honorable mentions this week.
Good choices. I agree with Katie. I didn't have her as my but Amanda and Derek. Honorable. And then my LVP was, how to go with Leroy.
Leroy. Okay. I gave it to
Yeah.
Corey.
Ew, I should have. See, I was doing it more on wit on
The
yeah, that's true.
elimination. Okay,
The
I gave it
element.
to Corey for
Ew, that's true.
being a bitch.
God, I
Like,
can't stand that
okay,
man.
so also, and I know that this is like outside the episode, but like, whatever. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. Nelson tweeted that he had a conversation with Corey before filming a 40, asking him to look out for Amanda, and he said that he would. And he did not even for one episode.
Okay,
So.
I'm changing. He's my LVP. I'm changing it because you know what's so funny? Amanda tweeted something and I had said the same thing to Mitch. She goes, should have been Nelson anyways beside, instead of you. And I had told Mitch, I said, Nelson should, because I've always been Team Nelson. He's been my favorite. He's
Yeah.
always been one of I liked him way better than Corey. I know they're best friends, but there's still that like, oh, who's better looking, Nelson or Corey? Or who's the, you know, Nelson is like, I've just always adored him. And I told Mitch, I'm like, if Nelson had not gotten in that accident, I was like, I hope they would have casted him over Corey or at least had him there. And so
I
that
mean,
Amanda.
they had Nelson there on World Champion or on Global or whatever, Global Championship.
Yeah, he would have been there. And then Amanda tweeted something similar, like, it should have been Nelson over you.
It should have been.
God, yeah. Change that. He is my LVP. Leroy can get the honorable mention and stay retired. But.
I feel like, and I don't know if this is true or not because I haven't heard Nerys say anything. But it would make a lot of sense to me if Nelson had like a conversation with the three of them before, and like Nerys, Corey, and Amanda were all like had like the Nelly Alliance.
Because they stayed friends, right? Him and Nerys.
Well, yeah, she was his ride or die.
Oh yeah, that's how she first came on.
Yeah.
Yeah, but after they broke, I mean, after X on the Beach, like they still had a friendship.
Yeah, he was they she was his ride or die.
Nelson is best friends with the best girls. He has good girlfriend taste.
Yeah, for real.
Corey up fucking Tori's ass. I can't stand him.
I mean, and I get like that he's probably like, well, I have a bit I have to work with Tori because she's on my team and she's gonna win, so I have to like not be against her. But like, dude, like, are you kidding me? Like, it's not going to be like this the entire time. Eventually, it's going to be eras going up each other against each other. And what's going to happen when Anissa's ass gets eliminated? Because she's going to. Like, I don't know. Tor
Yeah.
like Amanda was the one that was a friends out with people on Era One. Amanda was friends with Mark. I mean, I guess maybe Tori's friends with Mark, but like Amanda was friends with Rachel. Amanda was friends with Tina. And I guess Tori's also friends with Rachel, so I don't know, but
I don't know, but yeah, Corey sucks.
yeah, not I used to be such a Corey fan too, and so I'm really
I remember.
it's very disappointing, but I can't now that I mean he's just done my girl Amanda dirty too many times.
See, I've never really liked Corey, and I'm surprised you liked Corey so much because I thought he was an ass to Kayla, who you love. And actually, I thought he was pretty disgusting to Kayla.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. And then after X on the Beach and the Taylor thing, what how he was to Alicia, I just can't. I've never liked Corey, and this just solidifies more
No,
of
but this is
why.
like the third time that he's come for her. Like he came for her on Double Agents, he came for her on, or maybe it was Spies, Lies, and Allies, whichever one she was on. He came for her on USA 2, and now he's coming for her again. I'm so over it. Unless these two are freaking rivals partners, I don't want anything to do with him. So speaking of Amanda, she has a couple of my quotes.
Of course.
Quite a few, actually.
Let me hear him.
So speaking of Corey and Amanda specifically, she says, like, does his beady little ferret eyes have nothing behind it? I don't get
So
it.
good.
Yes. Yeah. And then Amanda says, I'll do all of my Amanda ones first and I'll go back to my other ones. Amanda says, I think I made my son proud tonight. I know he thinks my mommy is fierce. I just want him to see that even if you have to go against someone who is bigger and stronger than you, never give up. Amanda says, I think Tori and Corey are two frauds in a pod. And then at the very end, Amanda says, Cara Maria, bitch, I'm gonna give you a five, sis. Yeah, they are officially beef is over. You know, like Amanda said famously in the first, I guess, episode zero, Kara buried her horse. Now we can bury it, the hatchets.
God, that's one of the best lines ever.
Yes. Okay, so those are all my Amanda quotes, but I do have a Tina quote about Amanda. Tina says, "Oh my God, Amanda. That bitch don't give a fuck. That's what I love Amanda for. She's a damn truth-sayer. There has to be one truth-sayer in this house of all these bullshit liars. Damn, Tina, stop cussing."
Does she not look so good?
Yeah, she does.
20 years later, she looks
Better.
better. I thought Katie looked really good too.
Yeah, I agree. Both of them look great.
But Tina just looks stunning.
Wow, all of my quotes are towards Amanda. Brandon has one to Amanda too. Brandon says, "You weren't even supposed to get 1 point. Good job."
Brandon.
And then Derek, I have a Derek quote. "When I die, my name is still synonymous. If my name is still synonymous with Pole Wrestle, I'll be okay with that. I'd be okay with them putting Pole Wrestle on my grave."
That's wild that that's what they got.
And then I have a Katie quote, and this is one of my, I mean, I love all my Amanda quotes, of course, but this is one of my favorite quotes. Katie says, "I didn't think I wanted anything physical, but now that I'm in it, I think it might be preferred. It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Middle-aged mom in the sand. Let's go. I'm scrappy." Yeah, I love it. I love her. I mean, but yeah, it is funny because I heard rumors that there were a lot of people, a lot of the reasons why there wasn't like so many physical eliminations, in All Stars is that some of the older people like didn't want to do it, want to do it. And so now I think it's really interesting and great that she's saying that, like, actually, like, it's kind of preferred. Love that for
Yeah.
her. And she is scrappy and always has been, so it's not a huge surprise, but it's just great. And then my very last quote, I have one. Polly, he says, "Laurel, I wish there was a negative I could give to you, you absolute trash bag."
Yeah.
But apparently, I was listening to Nerys on the official challenge podcast, and she said that there was no like zero or negative anything. It was just 1 through 5. You had to give people at least a one. And she said that she like asked if she could like skip people because she didn't want to give them anything. And that was not an option. But she said that the people she gave fives to were Horacio, Kyland, Jody, and someone else. But she said that there were people that were maybe, I can't remember.
Jesus, I forgot Jody even on.
But she said that there were people that were like really nice to her and accepting of her and Horacio. There were people that were like, "Oh, you guys are isolating yourselves," or whatever, because I mean, he had just got done, if you remember, like he had just got done filming a show for 4.5 months, like right before they went on to the challenge. And so nobody thought they were going to do it. But they did it and they went together and they hadn't seen each other for like 5 months. And so, they were spending a lot of time together, and there were some people that were put off by it and kind of talking shit about it and whatever. And then there were other people who went up to them, made an effort to talk to them, were really nice to them, like supported their relationship. Those are the people that she gave fives to. She said to her friends, she gave threes to, like Michelle, Olivia, all of them she gave threes to because she thought if they were in a final against Horacio and it was them or Horacio, she wanted Horacio to have the upper hand, so she gave them threes, and then everybody else she gave ones.
Oh.
And that's how she did it.
Cool.
Yeah. Kellyanne also said that she didn't give Johnny a one. She said that she was thinking about giving him a one, and that she had like said it, but she ended up giving him a three. But yeah, that's like the information that I've gotten from some podcasts and stuff that I've listened to. But yeah, I really liked the Night of Eliminations. I think it's I honestly like this better than a purge.
Yeah.
If it was a purge, we would have lost who? Naya, Leroy, Katie, Mark, a lot of the same people, besides we would have Naya still instead of Amanda. Kellyanne, we would still have Kara. We would have lost Brandon still, right? I think. Nerys would have been gone anyway. Theo would be gone instead of Polly.
Then I want the purge because I wanted Amanda and Polly to stay.
Really, now that I'm saying it out loud, now that I'm going through it. Hey. Yeah, but this was more entertaining than a purge for sure.
Definitely more entertaining.
You know what I wish? I wish that instead of like, I mean, I like that they did like the eras. Instead of take shelter though, they should have just done should have just called them Elimination Classics, forget the eras, and put in Not So Fast.
Yeah.
That's what they should have done.
That one's brutal too.
What do you think about the karma points?
It's interesting. It's
What?
almost like not exactly, but kind of what they did like in the final of All Stars.
It is. It's very much
Like
like that.
the points, you know, like that point system. So
It's interesting because I really didn't like it on All Stars, I didn't think, but it does make the social game more important, and it does like it kind of encourage you not to be an asshole.
don't be a dick, people.
But I want to know, when they find out about this, do they not, if you're in the game, do you not find out about karma points until the final? Or, because they didn't tell them at the elimination.
Okay, and is it just used for the final again? Like, do all these points just matter to when the people make the final?
I think what we've been told is that it will like affect the winner. So
Okay.
I guess I just assume that it'll be like the All-Stars final
Okay.
in some way. Well, do you have any final thoughts about either of these two shows before we wrap up here today?
Nope.
All right. Well, we will be back next week. Like we said, we have a big week next week with The Bachelorette. We have Fantasy Suites and we have the Men Tell All for Claim to Fame. We have the double episode finale and we also have the challenge to be talking about. So a lot to look forward to here. Thank you everyone so much for tuning in and we'll see you soon.